First case, please.
Our first case is number 12,028. Lewis Donald O'Neill, trustee, and Shirley Faye O'Neill, trustee, are seeking a special use exception to place a telecommunications tower, sections 115-23 and 115-194.2 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast side of Sycamore Road, Road 466, approximately 892 feet northeast of East Elliott's Dam Road, Road 467A. The 911 address is 12537 Sycamore Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 232, Map 7, Parcel 33. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns.
Okay, thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. Mr. Mears, welcome to the semi-monthly appearance of me for cell phone towers that the rest of these guys will warn you about in future times.
Thank you.
So my name is John Tracy. I'm an attorney with Young Conway Stargett and Taylor. I'm the attorney for Selco Partnership, who's the applicant before you this evening. To my right and left are familiar characters to you all. Sue Manchell, the site acquisition specialist. Mike Cleary, our civil engineer, and Andrew Peterson, our RF engineer. They are here to the extent that you would like any testimony from them. Mr. Sharp, do you want me to have them get sworn in, or do you wait and see if you want to meet them?
Well, we get them sworn in now before we get them sworn in.
Come on. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sue Manchell, 104 Christian Street, Philadelphia, PA, 09147.
Thank you.
3234 Street Road, Colorado, Pennsylvania.
Thank you.
Michael Cleary, 2000 Midland Drive, Mount Laurel.
And do the three of you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
As most of you have heard me talk about in the past, this is another in a series of applications that Verizon Wireless has been filing to build out its network in Sussex County, particularly in western Sussex County. This application is very similar to many of those you've heard. It's a 145-foot tower with a 5-foot lightning rod, bringing the total tower to 150 feet. As we've tried to do, as you can see from the exhibit on the board, we've located the site, the compound, in a part of the property that is both taking advantage of existing tree lines while placing it remotely from the other structures in the area. You can see by the distance measures we have, the nearest structures are well over 1,000 feet in either direction on the same side of the street, 950 feet across the street. We're also using the existing agricultural buildings you see to partially screen, and as you can see, the area is one that is dominated largely by agriculture. This is a site that has no variances associated with it, so it is intending to and will comply with all aspects of the code, such as the lighting requirement, one light every 50 feet per the Sussex County Code, as well as having the required 6-foot fence around the compound itself. The application is again similar. We've submitted the usual documentation that we give you with regard to these applications. So we have an FAA report indicating that there's no need to light this for FAA requirements. Again, we are lighting it in accordance with Sussex County requirements. We submitted a design report demonstrating the need for this location, the fact that we're exhausting existing cellular coverage in this part of Sussex County, and that this location will fill that existing gap of coverage or gap of degrading coverage. We have submitted an inventory showing that there are no structures available for co-location within 2 miles of this structure, yet ours will be designed to co-locate in accordance with the Sussex County Code. And we have also submitted a report to you that demonstrates that using all worst-case scenarios, that this location, this tower will have emissions that fall 160 times below what the FCC's minimum acceptable thresholds for these types of facilities are. That is my general overview. I would ask Mike and Andy if you guys could come up and just confirm for the board that to the extent I've given any testimony of either an RF or a civil engineering element that I have accurately given that information to the board.
Mike Cleary, professional engineer. Everything that John had said, I would agree with.
Thank you.
Andrew Peterson, professional RF engineer. Everything that was said, I also agree with.
Again, thank you.
I would hope that he would, since I was parroting his reports. Lastly, as this board knows, since we are not seeking any variances, the only standard that it has to apply is the substantially adversely impact neighboring properties analysis. As you can see, there are very few neighboring properties around us, most of which are agricultural. And as you've heard me talk about before, these facilities just simply stand there and really do nothing other than provide better cellular service. They do not tax any municipal or county or state services. There's no sewer service. This generates about one trip a month from a vehicular standpoint. Obviously, there's no impact on schools. So with that, we would be happy to answer any questions.
All right, thank you. I'm going to start with you, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions?
Could you address the coverage area?
This facility is maybe a bit different than some that we've had in the past, although we've had some capacity type facilities proposed here before. We currently have two, well, first and foremost, that we have a map on the board. You guys are somewhat familiar with these propagation studies, but for new members of the board, we simulate the propagation characteristics of the network using computer modeling. This is an example of that. We have, first and foremost, what is a map, the city of Laurel, and then we have two Verizon Wireless facilities that are simply the names that Verizon gives them are Laurel and Pepper. They are currently serving the area. They're creating those layers of coverage illustrated with the different colors here. The only difference that you see here with the different colors is that we use those to denote which facility and more specifically which sector of antennas is serving the geography. So by way of example, the southeasterly facing sector of the Laurel facility is creating this yellow coverage footprint, so a Verizon Wireless subscriber in that geography would be served by that sector. We currently have capacity issues on that sector, and the westerly facing sector of the Pepper facility, because those two sectors are the two that are serving into Laurel proper. So that's really causing the issues here, and they're generally capacity issues. So although this facility will bolster in-building service and of course will improve in-car service and service, you know, when you're out on the street, the primary objective here is to offload some of the traffic that's being served by those facilities. So if we activate the facility, thank you, Mr. Tracy, through propagation modeling, you'll see these new the three new pie-shaped coverage footprint areas that are being covered by the proposed facility with the antennas at the 142 center line. And that will effectively offload the areas that previously served by the two sites I mentioned, allowing them to better serve the geography as a whole.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
Any further?
No questions.
Any questions? To get to it, are you going through the how do you get to that tower?
There's an existing entrance off of Sycamore Road, and there's a dirt lane that runs along the back of the site. We would be constructing a very small gravel driveway in front of that square that
through
you see the compound.
Through this form?
Yeah.
Through the form, okay.
Yeah, through using an existing dirt lane that's already there.
Okay.
So the only thing we would be really constructing is where you see the yellow square, just beneath that where it's green, a gravel, like 14-foot wide gravel access and turnaround.
No other questions. All right, thank you. Are there any further questions? Sure.
Okay.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has suggested that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, nor did we hear testimony to the contrary. And we also heard that there is a need for this tower, so I would make a motion that we approve case number 12,028.
And Mr. Mills, you also that it meets the standards of 194.2 of the code for cell towers?
Yes.
That the applicants met that? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12,028. All those in favor of the motion again? Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Merritt?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,028 is approved. Yes, indeed. Next case.